But I believe, especially in documentary areas, to begin with,
thank you. Welcome. Close your eyes. KillRadio.org. My name is Mark Caldwell, your host, your DJ, your spiritual practitioner. That was a very beautiful and interesting song by Savas Isatis and Taylor Dupree. I don't know much about it. I got it on a CD and was really moved by it. So I'm glad I had the opportunity to share it with you. So it's funny, the end of the year is coming. It's like right around the corner. Christmas is like a week from Monday. And although these days ultimately don't have much meaning more than we give them, we do give them a lot of meaning. It's interesting in that I'm having to remind myself, like, oh, this is this time of year when we do this and this and this. And for some reason, I don't feel caught up in it. And it shows, I guess, at least for me, what perception is all about. So we perceive something and it looks a certain way. And we have to recognize, if we want to maintain a true level of sanity and perhaps maybe improve our life, we have to see that much of what we see is colored, discolored, if you will, by our perception. So then it becomes a percentage of reality that we're looking at. And the opportunity that this brings when we acknowledge it is when we go, okay, I'm looking at this a certain way, this situation, what this person has done perhaps. What is going on? It's so easy to make it about something when that's not what's really going on. Trying to say it in a vague way without giving a specific example, kind of like oftentimes we get fired up about something because we think someone has been rude or something, and their intention wasn't to be rude at all. We always have to look at, well, how is it that I'm perceiving this? So the opportunity for us is to be able to take responsibility for but also know that there are feelings. They're not anyone else's. So this and more is in store today. Again, you are listening to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org. Later on in the show, we'll be hearing me by John Mitchell, Paquita La Del Barrio, Peter Frampton, Alba Molina, and Estrella Morente, the Moody Blues, Bent Clymer, and then, of course, meditation music by Jonathan Goldman. The opportunity for us today and every day is to observe life, to be with it, to see what it serves up, and to see perhaps where we are hesitating, to see perhaps where we are resisting, to see perhaps where we are embracing and receptive and open. And when we look at life in that way, when we be with it in that way, then it becomes sure. Not that any of this is a lesson or that we're here to learn something, but it's a teacher in that it allows us to see what is keeping us from being who we really are, keeping us from choosing what is next for each of us. So I invite all of us to see with that perception, with that relationship to life, to be with it in that way, to observe, to notice, to even see how we are reacting or responding, and to see what is next from there, to see where perhaps we are holding ourselves back or we are empowering ourselves. You are listening to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org.
nos hemos dejado fue porque tú quisiste y ahora quieres volver. Sabes bien que te amo y aunque mi vida es triste, yo jamás volveré. Me has lastimado el alma y con tal mala hazaña que la hiciste sangrar. Ya no puedo aguantarme, mi dolor es tan grande que quisiera llorar y llorar para que cuando ya no hay remedio y sufrir.
It's a break. That was Paquita La del Barrio with a song called Y Llorar Para Qué. And cry for what? Is how I would translate that. Before that, we heard a song Fahrenheit 440 Hertz by John Mitchell. And the reason I put those two songs together, of mine sent me that song. And then I was listening to it, and then it just went into a song afterwards. I wasn't even thinking. And that was the song that went to the Paquita La del Barrio. It was just such a random, funny juxtaposition. So here it is for you now. Thank you so much, right? So anyway, we've been talking the past two shows about a very simple, yet for me I have found to be a very profound concept. It's that here to learn a lesson. We are here simply to choose who it is that we are. So more than going, okay, life is teaching right now, or oh, I have to learn, it's really about choosing who it is that we want to be. So again, this is this came out of Conversations with God, Book 1. It says, you're not discovering yourself, but creating yourself anew. Seek, therefore, not to find out who you are. Seek to determine who you want to be. It's interesting because both of those two concepts, when you really look at them, they're very different. Have somewhat of a family resemblance to each other. But one, seeking to determine who you want to be, is quite empowering. And it is filled with freedom. Whereas the other one, trying to discover who you are, that it puts us in kind of a what's the word for? Puts you in a kind of waiting pose or a pedestrian relationship versus an active one. The opportunity for us to choose who it is that we want to be is ultimately the basis of what metaphysics and spirituality is all about. Regardless of regardless of what is perhaps appearing to happen now, asking from the place of knowing, by seeking, by looking, with an openness and a receptivity and with clarity, who it is that I now want to be, really allows breakthroughs to take place. For in it, leaving behind any belief that the past has on us, any idea that it somehow holds us. And where we get to go to is with eyes wide open to what is next. So a great way to begin, if there's ever appearances of conflict in your life or any of our lives, appearances of disharmony, for that matter, disconnection, all those dis words. We can ask from the place of knowing. We can meditate on this, listen, decide, and choose who it is that I now choose to be in the area of peace. Who is it now that I choose to be in my expression of peace? And ultimately, this all comes down to life, ultimately comes down to many times to choices. Things like love are more of a choice or a decision than they are a feeling. There are times when we may not feel like we love our spouse or our partner, and yet we know that we do. So by choosing peace, not that we have to start walking around being peaceful and doormats and stuff, but by choosing peace, by choosing what peace would do now in my life or in your personal life, we open ourselves up to moving away from perhaps we have been going before. In my case, personally, I used to go to anger. That's kind of how I was raised, what I observed and saw. And there were situations where I thought, well, this is the response. Anger is the response. It wasn't that I was thinking of that consciously, however. It's just how it unfolded, how I was conditioned to believe, how I kind of was trained to think. And so, boom, something would happen. Boom, I was angry. But all that all gave me was perpetuating that same pattern, that same problem, and it ultimately kept me stuck. So it is more than just being peaceful when we say, what do I now choose in the area of peace? Who is it that I now choose to be in the area of peace? So be willing to choose. And it's just such a wonderful concept. I mean, not a concept, because it's not a concept. It's a wonderful way to shift the mind and the action, and to almost turn away sort of challenge or problem, and then just go, who is it now that we are in using? Since person is rare, it's kind of great. It's such a way that I want to be. So it's a process of creation. You can almost say it's a process of recreation, because we're recreating, renewing. Focus a lot, because it is such an act of mastery. It almost practice of choosing who each of us wants to be. It allows us to just take the ball and run with it, having to spend time in class or something, or with books, or with whatever. It really allows us go to it, go for it, and just be it, without thinking we have to learn all this study or something. And I am so not knocking study. I am a big fan of classes, but see how powerful they are, as they have been, especially for me. So who is it that I now choose to be in the area of peace? So I like with the press without as I